Joe Pride's our last guest. Morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. I'm saying it again, but race seven, it could easily fit into a Saturday program.
Yeah, good strong race. That's the sort of scene in Sydney, you know, this time of year, your Saturday horses sort of move into the midweeks, and the races obviously tend out to good form races.
So how's passage of time sort of gone on since Rose Hill?
Yeah, well, I've been very pleased with him. So sort of had in mind when I programmed this race that I don't like to ask my horses for too much second up after a first up win. By that I mean, you know, asking for significant improvement.
Yep.
Found a midweek for him, but I didn't sort of figure it'd be this strong. But look, he's that win was super first up, sort of beyond my expectations. So I hope you'd win like that. But, you know, for a horse first up to win that strong at 1,200 metres was a very good effort. And he certainly hasn't taken any backward steps since. So I'd like to think he could at least go that well again.
There's probably two or three that could go forward. Do you think you'll probably do what you did last time?
Definitely. I think it's the only way to ride him. So he'll be in the first three or four. You know, and you give yourself every chance, especially around a course like Canterbury when you're on pace. So
he's had half a dozen starts, but the horse obviously has got a bit of a future if he can build that confidence.
Yeah, definitely. Look, he's a horse who's, you know, been in the winner's circle three times already, so he knows what it takes. Very good competitive horse, likes to sort of run up on speed, give himself every opportunity, and looks another nice race for him today.
And good time, Charlie. Paul Joyce mentioned this, and he'll be on shortly doing the full preview on Sky Sports Radio, but what about this horse in the last?
Funny horse. Horse who sort of found more ways to lose and win over his career, but a horse who, when presented with a race that sort of suits his style, can be pretty effective. And by that moment, like when they go quickly and he gets a chance to sort of come over the top of them, I can sort of see him sitting midfield. And if they're weakening in front, he'll be very strong late.
Yeah, there looks to be good, genuine pace in the race, which will help.
A heap of it. And a lot of it's drawn inside him. Well, everything's drawn inside of him, actually. But that sort of drawn directly inside of him where he can sort of tag across on the back of it and, as I say, hopefully hold a position midfield and be within striking range when they straighten.
That's good time, Charlie, in the last. I've got to ask you, Ball of Muscle ran a beauty there on the weekend. The plans to go to Melbourne?
Yeah, take him to Melbourne. We'll take on the 1,000-metre race on Oaks Day. Took Terra Vista in there last year and we ran into Red Zell. So not sure if it'll be as strong this year. Horses in really good order, racing extremely well at the moment, and you know, confident that given the right race, he can return to the winner's circle.
And will Terra join him down there?
He'll run on in the Darley Classic again, yeah.
Darley, okay, beautiful. Mate, good luck with those two today.
Great, thanks very much,
thanks,
Andrew.
Joe. Joe Pride joining us there.